Any matters on this agenda?
No.
Item number six, which is open to the public. Are there any comments from the public regarding item number nine, the consent agenda? Item number seven, the ordinance on second reading, amending ordinance 17-19, compensation and classification of the township of Piscataway. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance amending ordinance 17-19 to include additional job titles in regard to the compensation and classification system for the various officials and employees of the township of Piscataway, was introduced on the first day of May 2018, now passed the first reading, and was published on the fourth day of May 2018. Now, therefore, be resolved that the aforementioned ordinance, having had a second reading on May 15, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the passing of approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-10.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? Have a motion?
Offer.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mrs. Kehoe?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Thank you. Item number eight, an ordinance on first reading for the private sale to contiguous property owner of vacant undersized lot to highest bidder, block 1517, lot 19-936, Washington Avenue. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance for the private sale of contiguous property owner of a vacant undersized lot commonly known as 936 Washington Avenue, designated as block 1517, lot 19, on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, to the highest bidder among all contiguous property owners, being as hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Roseland, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 14th day of June 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do you have a motion?
Offer.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mrs. Kehoe?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
For the record, I'd like to just mention that Councilman Kabir Shah is up here. Item number nine, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Mrs. Kehoe?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arvin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 10, are there any announcements and comments from officials at this time?
Or at this time, Council President.
No, I have no comments.
Mr. Lloyd?
Not this time, thank you.
Mr. Shaw?
No, thanks.
Mr. Aaron?
Not this time.
Mayor?
Sure.
Council?
No comments.
Okay. I'd like to open the floor to the public. Are there any comments or questions? Sure. Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Thank you. All right. Andrew Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North.
Good evening, Mr. Wild.
Hi, how are you? Yeah. I'm back. I have some follow-up I wanted to ask. One, I had asked last week and a few weeks before about parking on Plainfield Avenue North. I was told you were going to talk to the police and see what you could do so residents on the street had adequate parking.
Yeah, we're still working on it. I'll get your number after the meeting and we'll follow up with you during the week.
Okay, appreciate it. Number two, has anything new with the 800 Centennial?
I don't think it's anything that I'm aware of. They appear to be complying with the agreement and how they're going to do demolition going.
I did.
Mr. Brennan, I know, sent an email asking a number of different items. Mr. Dacey's in Ireland. I just noticed that he had responded, but when Mr. Dacey gets back, I told Jim that I would follow up. I would like a discussion about the berm directly with the principals. I don't know when that'll be, but I'm going to make an attempt to arrange that.
Okay, so I appreciate that.
And it's going to be long before any construction, because construction is months and months off.
Right.
So I will follow up on that, and I will be there, I don't know, but I mean, some representatives from the neighborhood, I guess, that would be fine with me, and Mr. Interstein and somebody from the developer, we'll see if we can iron out with some of the discrepancies are. Mr. Jones told me he was just objective to make everybody happy, so I'll give him that opportunity.
Third, question about the Hariba Scientific, the supposed spivot hedge between my property and everybody on Plainfield Avenue North. They did some work in the fall. They were going to do more in the spring. I actually spoke to the GM, forget his name, but still I haven't seen anything being done. And there are more trees down, there's garbage building up, et cetera. So I know they said they were having an issue with a contractor, but I would hope we would put some pressure on them to get.
I can answer that.
Yep, thank you.
There's a couple items out there. There was some damage done, obviously, to like many homes and businesses during the March snowstorm that still need to be remedied. Number two, we'll take a look at the garbage. But number three, there was a lot of landscaping that was put in over there. If you drive by there, you'll see a lot that were put in. Well, what the landscape architect tells me, there's a mature canopy out there, and the types of bushes that were planted are going to be, ultimately will grow up to be 8 foot in height. However, that's going to take a while for them to get to that height. But from what I understand, I personally drove out there and I did see a lot of landscaping that was installed in the fall.
I will point out that from my home, there's landscaping to the right and landscaping to the left. And my view of the building is less obstructed now than it was 5 years ago. And there's very few plantings, and I don't think I'm being picked on. But it just turns out that there isn't a lot of planting done in front of my section.
They did do a lot of planting. They did, I agree.
An issue that I don't know the answer to, but a lot of things have died in that part of the space as if there's a soil issue.
Right. Which
it's a weird spot.
I've had trees die that I wondered if there's a plume of some sort, but I haven't had, you know,
so
getting a core sample will be expensive.
So we'll have Henry Hinterstein go out there and check it out.
I would appreciate it. Have him look from the front of my home and look across and tell me what he sees. Because they've planted things over the years, but they don't maintain them, and they don't water. And during the dry month in August, they die.
Understood.
So, and then lastly, I believe it was in March, March 6th, we asked about the warehouse projects that are going on in the town, and there were claims of jobs, and we asked that if there was any guarantee of jobs for Piscataway residents. We're told that you didn't feel you could mandate that, but that you would find out if Piscataway residents have gained any jobs.
Okay, so we cannot mandate that a company comes.
But actually, you can with a benefit agreement, a community benefit agreement, if the state puts in more than $100,000 in any project, then you can have a community benefit agreement.
There's two aspects of it. There's a lot of requirements to the community benefit.
Yep.
But there's also the issue is if we're bringing these owners or developers into redevelopment areas, we have to incentivize it enough for them to feel that they can, that it's in their interest to come. So sometimes restricting their employment region or geography is something that a lot of business owners don't want to do. I'm not saying that that's that's a limiting factor, but it is a consideration. Is when you're trying to get more businesses in, we have to look at both the requirements for the community benefits agreement, but also whether that will restrain us getting actual developers into.
And I understand that, but when you publicize these things are being done and they're going to be a benefit to the community.
So that's
you mentioned a number of jobs, that, and none of them.
So we try to advertise, it will be of interest to the residents.
Do you know, other than making a political speech, do you know whether or not the jobs are going to residents?
I don't know anything. We asked and were told that we would be, that some information would be provided, and I haven't heard anything back. And that was 3 months ago, 2 months ago.
We have been informing our residents, actually on social media and all of those other networks that we all keep talking about job availabilities. So if somebody is looking, they can reach out to those various companies. And I will tell you, a client of mine has received a job at Kikoshiro.
That's great.
Okay.
The more the better.
All right.
Be nice if we had some numbers to track just how it is benefiting jobs in the community. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
I just want to say these different projects that the data centers and some of the things that have come into town in the last 2-3 years have created over 1,000 job opportunities. I don't know what this unemployment number is, but I'm willing to bet you, just anecdotally, that a large percentage of those jobs will go to residents in town. I don't have any way to prove that other than just people in town. I bet people come up to me who live in town and they're excited because
the opportunity is there for them to look into it.
I know myself, I told people a lot about it.
And Council President, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mayor, I would issue this to you. We have it up on our sites when these companies are coming in.
Yep.
And I do know, probably, hopefully, I just heard that Best Buy is probably coming online in like 30 to 60 days, they'll probably be hiring. Because one of our residents who was here at the last meeting is asking, he lives locally and would like to work there versus Lowe's.
So he can
ride his bike there.
Yep.
So we are, we do have it on social media. You know, you heard what they said about the mandated, but I do know that we are directing people to let them know.
And asking questions isn't a political speech, is what I'd say. I'm just asking questions.
Everyone has their time. I should ask their growth on one Shirley Parkway. First of all, we took a picture with the mayor at the street fair. We haven't been able to find her on social media. If we can get a copy of that, that'd be awesome. We'd like to share it as well. I think Mr. Wilk took a picture.
We'll see if we get the mayor to autograph.
Yeah, one autograph. Gotta sell it somewhere. Fundraiser.
On eBay, yeah, you like it.
Council of Mayors.
55 cents, you know. Other than that, we are still looking forward to a follow-up meeting. I know a bunch of us met in August of last year. We haven't quite met since. I know we've spoken about other things in addition to EMS we wanted to meet about. Talked about the letter. I know the police chief's on vacation, Daisy's on vacation, everyone's on vacation. We are still looking forward to that follow-up meeting. Some things that happened this weekend, I spoke to some of you about. I don't think now's the right time to really share it, but we would definitely like to have that follow-up so that we can prevent certain things again. We want to do the best we can for our residents, our visitors, and those who are passing through. So. We will be looking for a follow-up. The township's legal counsel has been nice enough to help us understand some things too as well. We'll be following up. So thank you everyone for that input. We are looking forward to that meeting. Also thank you for the financial contribution. We did pick that up indeed. It's very positive. We'll be well on its way to be putting to use to better our service. Other than that, I mean, if you guys have any questions, same way I ask you guys questions, if you have any questions for us, if you know when we should anticipate, at least what month of follow-up meeting, just so we can let our officers know.
We really need Mr. Daisy to answer that question.
He's on vacation.
No.
Yeah, I know he said he was on vacation. We did provide that letter. We're just eager to help more people.
I'll ask him when he gets back together. He's going to really be a quarterback of that, so we really need him to answer.
Okay.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Ms. Thompson, what do you think you're doing in that case? Make sure you guys are
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening,
Mr. Akins.
The let me elaborate a little bit about the fair. I also acknowledge the mayor at the fair. I didn't get a picture taken. That's okay.
You can do one tonight if you want.
No, that time is coming fast.
I offered to take a picture, but you were on your way out.
Well, okay. Item number D, Delta, and E, Echo. All I want to know is how are we proceeding with putting that additional information on. That's all I want to know at this time.
Yeah, me and the clerk are working on it. Because there's potentially certain contracts and multiple change orders, where we're trying to make sure, trying to create a formatting that we can use just as a temp, be consistent in the future on what we would put on there and how we would put it to make sure it's accurate.
I understand it's best the initial.
Well, yes, but if there's multiple change orders, then we would have to list each change order, previous change orders, original contract amount, current contract amount. It starts, you're not just adding one number, otherwise I would easily, you know, do it. But we're working on it.
Okay. Item number 8, hotel. What happened with the HVAC renovation? What happened? The contract.
There was a glitch in the template for the bid spec.
Yeah, there was a couple items missing and a couple of forms missing in the bid spec, so it's just being revised and it'll be reissued.
Do you know when?
Probably in the next week or two.
It's coming in the first week of June.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep the original the original bid date of June 14th.
Okay. Item number 1. Would you elaborate on that equipment?
Sure. There's two items out there. That may, at the behest of Councilman Kahn, who represents that area. What's going to end up happening is there's going to be a new double tennis court out there to replace the old one, which we now have refurbished into a basketball court due to there was a drainage problem. There's also going to be a new walkway fitness trail that's going to be built in the park. And then on top of that, there's going to be an adult fitness component with that. So we're in construction for the children's playground portion out there, but also there's going to be an adult fitness area, which now will make that park a all-encompassing type park for that general area of Ward 3.
Yeah, I'm happy to say that Bryant Park will soon be one of the nicer parks in town. It's going to have a lot of stuff.
It'll have a lot of amenities.
And you know what? It's a good location for one. It's next to Norwood School, and there's a lot of streets that feed right into it. It's a great community park because there's so many residents that live. So the things that we're adding to it are going to be well used.
That's one of the things that I kept advocating for. All our parks are primarily to the children. So I wanted one of the parks to be have something that adults can use, and fitness equipment was one of those things.
We have sit-up bench, double chest press, power bike, cross trainer, free runner, hand bike. Is like
we'll be having exercise class in the morning.
We're also making renovations to Tower Park, which is a few blocks down.
Will you be joining us, Ms.
Higgins? Well, yes, after your answer this. When is that supposed to happen?
It should start at the end of June.
It should start at the end of June?
It'll be under construction by the end of June.
Okay, and it'll be completed when?
This summer.
It's too cold to do it then.
We won't make you sweat. We'll do it in September.
Okay. All right.
Happy to say in the third word that Wynwood Park, Tower Park, and Bryant Park are all being redone either right now or in the next 30 days.
Yeah. So I'm going to move on from this topic, right, because we're open to 3 minutes.
Okay, since everything's above ground, the $40,053 and change, do you anticipate any changes, any change orders? You know, you're not going into the wall or anything of that nature. Do you anticipate any change orders?
We'll say hopefully not. We don't anticipate any, so.
David, at the time we award these contracts, you don't ever anticipate change orders. So it's only when they get out there and actually start working. But of course, you know, the goal is that the bid specs cover everything. They do their background, you know, the department officials make sure that they, you know, review the projects thoroughly and make sure they try and account for everything. So yeah, at this point, you know, when we do award contracts, you don't anticipate any change orders.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Aitken. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Actually, one moment. I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't see you.
That's fine.
State your name and address. And 3 minutes
we should
speak.
Sure. Ryder Regal, 25 Shirley Parkway.
Good evening, Mr. Regal.
Good evening, Council. I'm very happy to see the work that's been happening at the parks. I just had a question about Bryan Park for the hockey rink. Are any of the contracts going to address any scope of work for refurbishing? It doesn't have to, I'm just wondering.
We're about a year or two away from refurbishing. We've already refurbished two of the hockey rinks. We have four of them throughout the town. Probably next year we'll be refurbishing.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Waller. Thank you, Council.
Sure, you're welcome.
My name is William Barris from Barris Construction.
Thank you, Ms. Barris.
We were advised by the township attorney's office that our bond release was supposed to be before council tonight for action, performance guarantee for the nursing home.
Council President, this is the first I've heard about this.
Which town attorney? You said you advised the town attorney.
The only thing I think, Council President, we can check into it and find out. I mean,
sure. We have a conference with Judge Harrington Thursday at 11 a.m. We're supposed to report back to him with respect to this. We've given Scataway three extensions with respect to the actions that the judge has asked us to bring. I'm not trying to create trouble for Scataway, but we would like to get this done. We understand the work's
been
done.
What's the project? What project?
It's the new Genesis project on Skiles Avenue. And Genesis is represented by attorney Elnora Webster. And Mr. Webster's associate.
I know the project well, and I've spoken to Mr. Webster about it some time ago.
He sent us an email last week that it was in for action for tonight at this board meeting. That's why we're here.
I'll follow up. Is it Jim Clarkin that's handling?
I think it was Jim Clarkin, but I have a feeling that it's the Jim delegated to somebody else, and I don't remember.
I'll follow up with Jim, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, can I give you my telephone number?
I'll get it from you after the meeting. We don't want to put it on the record.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. We'll move on to the agenda portion of the meeting. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Will the city clerk please call the roll? Mr. Buller, Mrs. Cahill.
Here.
Mr. Hahn.
Here.
Mrs. Lombardi.
Here.
Mr. Shaw.
Here.
Mr. Arron.
Here.
Mrs. McCall. Here. Please stand for the flag, sir.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On second reading, amending Chapter 21 zoning to provide the conditions of firearm sales used within the township. This will be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions? Item number six, an ordinance on first reading to adopt the redevelopment plan for 30 and 50 Sealy Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number seven, a resolution authorizing award of bid for phase two sanitary sewer rehabilitation project. Bid is opening on May 17th.
If I may, Council President, that's in the New Market area.
Any comments or questions, please?
Item number eight, a resolution authorizing award of bid for exterior repairs at the historic Metler Bodine House.
These are the, for lack of a better word, when folks have to bid on it, they have to be a certified historical contractor through the state of New Jersey. This is taking care of the gutters, the soffits, and some additional roof work at the museum.
Item number nine, a resolution authorizing award of bid to rebid police vehicle canopy project. Item number 10, a resolution authorizing acceptance of qualifications and rates and appointments of professionals. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing award of bid for 2018 ecological park building demolition. Any comments or questions on this one? Item number 12, resolution authorizing self-examination of annual municipal budget.
Let me just go back and comment on number 11.
Sure.
Just so if you realize what that is the beginning of the building of the ecological park on the old farm over there, and held up in litigation and environmental cleanup, and finally have remediated the structures, and there's still a legal dispute about soil remediation because there was significant contamination at the back of the site. But we're now going to be able to take the buildings down, and we're not going to be able to build the park just yet, but we're going to be able to start moving forward. So.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Item number 13, a resolution authorizing professional environmental consulting services at 2 Sewell Avenue. Any comments or questions on this one? Item number 14, a resolution authorizing return of escrow fees for lot 12.02 at Centennial Avenue, Lowe's. Any comments or questions on this one? Item number 15, a resolution authorizing return of Sterling Village security deposits for several residents. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, a motion to accept the report of clerk's account for April 2018. Any comments or questions on this? Item number 17, a motion to accept the report of the Division of Revenue, April 2018. Any comments or questions? Yeah. Item number 18, a motion to receive and enter into managed services for the month of April 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, are there any announcements and comments from officials at this time? Councilwoman Cahill?
Well, since we're not going to convene again until June, I'd like to wish everyone a happy and healthy Memorial Day, and remember that we have the parade in town on Memorial Day.
Thank you. Councilman Dunn?
No comment, thank you.
Councilman Brightman?
Reminder, before the parade on Wednesday, May 24th, we have our firemen's memorial services over at the monument to pay respects to those volunteer firefighters in our town that are not with us anymore. That is on Thursday, May 24th.
At 7?
Yeah. Thank you.
Councilman? Yeah. Councilman? I just have one announcement. The National Center for Health Statistics, which is part of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is conducting a major study of health persons living in the United States. And Middlesex County has been randomly selected as a survey location during the current National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. This will start June 8th through August 29th, 2018. So I just want to make people aware that this is happening. So you know, quite often when people call, others are kind of skeptical. So just want people to be aware of this. Okay. Now I'd like to open it up to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Evan Shigoski, is my personal address. I'm actually a resident in Franklin Township, 34 Appleman Road in Somerset. This has absolutely nothing to do with the rescue squad at all. I just had a genuine question. So for item number five, in reading through that statute, it states a special interest property.
but it doesn't state what a special interest property is. Is there a definition anywhere? I'm just curious.
So, and is this on the agenda or the first the meeting?
So number five, of which you just had gone over, yes, the agenda.
The firearms, okay.
Yeah, so what would a special interest property be? Does that include residences?
Because schools, senior centers.
So this is zoning only, right?
Does it include the rescue squad buildings?
No, this has nothing to do with that. I'm just trying to understand, because it's an interesting piece of legislation. I live in Franklin. It might be something that's helpful. I have no idea. Just trying to better understand it. Because someone, does it include a person's residence, though, can't be? Because someone can conduct an FFL or CNR license out of their own residence.
It doesn't include person-to-person transfers, because we don't have the constitutional authority to regulate that. There's a bill on that issue. It only involves retail sales, in other words, a physical retail store. So it doesn't affect a person-to-person transfer. There's a bill in Trenton that would restrict a person's ability to do a person-to-person transfer without a background check. That's not something that we have the authority to deal with.
Someone can have a curio and relic license and operate outside of their home and physically actually have the firearm mailed to their home and do the transfer there.
Right, that's a big problem in Edison. They've got a number of individuals that are doing that out of their homes. And I believe we have that problem in Chicago.
Okay, I was just curious, if you can, because I don't know the legalese of it. I don't know, can you include someone's residence in this, or is that considered part of this for zoning?
No, it's...
Or is this just it has to be a physical brick and mortar?
Yeah, but there has to be some interest in the property as to why the gun sales would be restricted. So, we did a lot of research, legal research on this, and the properties that are listed on the ordinances are pretty much as large as we can go in scope without threatening people's constitutional violation.
Okay, I was just curious. New Jersey still allows the CNR, which is I think anything over 50 years of age is considered more or less an antique, which is there's a lot of loopholes. So I was just curious if that covered a residential type, not per se regular business, but if that makes any sense, because it's a business, they can do a pass or I have no idea. I'm just curious.
And okay. It's an interesting factor that we'll have to look into. I would consider that based on the way the ordinance is written, that any type of, if it's not just a person-to-person private sale, and they're actually running sales out of their property, that they would be restricted within those areas, zoning areas.
Commercial or residential, no matter. Okay, I'm just curious. Again, it's not a good spot. I'm just interested. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Evan. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Have a good evening.